June 15th. El Cid leads his army against the Moors in Spain. On this day in 1094, Rodrigo Diaz de Vivar, known as El Cid, occupied the town of Valencia when much of Spain was under Moorish influence. El Cid, which is Spanish for the nobleman, won many battles to drive them out. He used psychological warfare and unexpected tactics that were sometimes planned in brainstorming sessions with his commanders before battle. A highly revolutionary ploy at the time, in fact. Legend has it that after his death, at the siege of Valencia, his body, in full armour, was strapped to his horse to lead a charge against the enemy. Here is a poem by another great Spaniard of more recent times, Federico García Lorca. It's called Garcela of the Dark Death. And of course, Lorca himself had a pretty dark death when he was abducted and shot during the Spanish Civil War in the last century. This is a translation, of course, but it's typical Lorca. I want to sleep the dream of the apples, to withdraw from the tumult of cemeteries. I want to sleep the dream of that child who wanted to cut his heart on the high seas. I don't want to hear again that the dead do not lose their blood, that the putrid mouth goes on asking for water. I don't want to learn of the tortures of the grass, nor of the moon with a serpent's mouth that labours before dawn. I want to sleep a while, a while, a minute, a century. Cover me at dawn with a veil, because dawn will throw fistfuls of ants at me, and wet with hard water my shoes, so that the pincers of the scorpion slide. For I want to sleep the dream of the apples, to learn a lament that will cleanse me to earth. For I want to live with that dark child who wanted to cut his heart on the high seas. Today I will do my best in everything, and I will not worry about the future, remembering Lorca's words, as I have not worried to be born, I do not worry to die.